things through the Holy Spirit.
14节的前面有两个字叫因此。
And if you read Ephesians 3:14, there are two words that says because of so, for this reason.
那前显然它有上文。
So there must be a paragraph above.
其实是一个祷告，它是在一章二十三节，它就暂时停一停，然后有个插段，然后现在继续它的祷告。
And that was actually a paragraph of prayer, which ended somewhere in the verse 23rd.Then there was another paragraph behind that, and then now we continue that prayer.
那我现在来读第一章的第二十二节、二十三节，我们就晓得就是那个这个祷告的前面最后的那两节是什么。
So let's read chapter 1, verses 22-23, and see what it says.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体。是那完全充满万有者所充满的。
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fulfilled everything everywhere.
所以呢来到十四节说因此。
Then comes this word for this reason.
我在父的面前屈膝。
I kneel before the Father.
屈膝呢就是完全一个信靠把我全人的信靠给我们的父
Kneeling means that you give yourself completely to your
body 敬拜我们的父神
is to worship your God
也是赞美我们的父神
is to praise him
那我们就会说谁是我们的父神
You ask the question who is our Holy Father
第十五节录你看的话是一个刮胡的
If you look, read the paragraph, you see that paragraph was in the brackets.
它不是祷告的一部分，而且只是解释这个父是谁。
It seems to be that is not part of a prayer, but is to use to explain who this father is.
说天上地上各家都是从他得名。
It says that from every whom every family in heaven and earth deserves its name, derives its name.
那这个父我们都知道是影响每一个人的家庭的
You know, the father has an impact on every family on this earth.
那我是影响我的儿子很大的
You know, I had an impact on growing up of my son.
不止我影响我的儿子我的儿子影响我的孙子
My son would have an impact on his son or my grandson.
我看到我的孙子我就看到我自己
If I would see my grandson, I would see him in myself.
He's only 5 years old. He's walking the way of that power.
And he's only 5 years old, but the manner he walks.
We today also impact on
Today we also have an impact on every other person.
Say it again, sir. The family origin.
So family and
family origin affect us.
Family origin will affect us.
然后呢，还有这个世界所有的观念来影响我们。
And also the worldly concept will have an impact on us.
你就看见这个父亲成为一个家里的头，影响我们所有家里的成员。
You will see that as a head of a household, the father will have an impact on every person in the family.
但是这里讲到这个天父都是从他得名。
But here says that from all the family, the name comes from him.
所有的源头都是从天父来的。
So everything derives from Heavenly Father.
那得名这个名是什么呢
？So what is this name?
那个名就是工作、名誉跟个性。
And that name means work, your reputation, and your personality.
意思说我们所有的源头我们的天赋它影响我们就是他的工作名誉个性影响我们
So that means from our Heavenly Father that he would have an impact on our reputation our personality and our work
所以天父是我们的父亲
So Father is our Heavenly Father is our Father
然后呢耶稣基督是我们的长兄
So Jesus Christ is our elder brother
然后天父要我们效法他的儿子的模样。
So our Heavenly Father would like us to conform to his image.
耶稣基督升天了以后，圣灵降临，我们信主的人就有圣灵在我们里面。
When Jesus Christ is risen to heaven, the Holy Spirit will come down among us.
所以神救赎的计划是一个三位一神，然后来帮助我们整个，不只是重生得救的时候拯救我们，而且是每天我们过活的时候，天天来救赎我们。
So God's salvation to us is going through the Holy Trinity that not only would save us as eternal life, but also every day of our living.
所以三位一神每天每时每刻都在影响我们。
So the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity will have impact on us every day.
那我们就说怎么样子的来影响我们。
So how would the Holy Trinity affect us?
所以呢，继续保罗的祷告就是十六节说求他求神。
So if you continue Paul's prayer in verse 16, it says, I would ask.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀。
I would pray and out of his glorious riches.
那荣耀怎么丰盛法？
So how would this glorious be rich?
然后你看到神是创造主的荣耀。
You can see that God would create that glorious.
你看到神有使人复活的大能。
And you can see that God has ability to revive person.
神甚至乎今天能够有神迹在地上给我们看。
And God will show the miracles on this earth for us.
其实最后跟我们最有关系的就是我们的个性，我们的生命。因为神我们可以被改变。
So what is more important to us is our personality, our life, because of him that would have been changed.
这个就是丰盛的荣耀。
That is the glorious of riches.
我只是讲了几点而已，很多这个荣耀它的丰盛这是数不尽的。
Many of glorious riches cannot be counted. I only mentioned one here.
然后呢，怎么样子使我们能够被这个三位一神来影响我们，是借着他的灵。
And how the Trinity would affect us is to go through His Spirit.
那我们知道，我们今天被很多的东西来塑造、来影响我们。
We know that on this day of the world, we have many things would affect us.
我们人呢，在地上都是体贴我们肉体的软弱的。
And we are all weak people on this earth.
所以我们的力量是没有办法刚强起来的。
So we are not strong enough on this earth.
只有圣灵使我们心里的力量刚强起来。
Only Holy Spirit can strengthen our power.
因为我们晓得，我们不是借着神的知识，我们可以刚强起来。
Because we know that we're not going to be strengthened because of knowledge from God.
我们不是借着我们对神有个条条框框使我们刚强起来。
We're not going to be strengthened by the rules and regulations from God.
我们不是借着人的领导使我们刚强起来。
We won't be strengthened because of the leadership of human being.
我们不是借着人的传统使我们刚强起来。
We won't be strengthened because of tradition.
我们不是借着人的关系，人与人的关系使我们刚强起来。
We won't be strengthened because of our interrelationships or connections.
也不是借着人的权势使我们刚强起来
or strengthened by the authority
更不是从我们人的聪明智慧使我们刚强起来
not to say not strengthened by our own smartness
乃是借着神的灵
it is going through the Holy Spirit
透过圣灵
transforming that Holy Spirit to us
叫你们心里的力量刚强起来
So the strengthen your power with power through the Holy Spirit in your inner being.
所以透过圣灵有一个目的，就是我们的心里的力量能够刚强起来。
So through Holy Spirit, our inner being will be strengthened.
什么是心里的力量
？So what is this inner being then?
那谁住在我们心里面
？Who actually lives in our heart?
是里面的人。
Will be that person within.
那里面的人是谁
？Who is that person within?
是那个新造的人
That's the new person that's created
那个新人会刚强起来
So that's why your inner being can be strengthened
新人怎么刚强起来
So how would that be strengthened
因为他可以借着圣灵致死我们的肉体
And because of the Holy Spirit, that will kill our inner being.
我们的新人呢就能够活出来。
So the new person will rise.
这是上一期我们讲的新造的人的门徒训练课程。
That's the theme that we talked about the last time we were here.
所以呢，我们常常说要顺着圣灵而行，那个新人就可以刚强起来。
So often we talk about we should walk with the Holy Spirit. That's where it came from.
我们常常都希望我们能够胜过我们的肉体情欲。
We often pray that we can overcome the desires of our flesh.
没有任何东西能够胜过我们的情欲的。
And not really anything can really overcome that flesh.
我相信我们都有经历。
I'm sure that we all have that experience.
但是只有顺着圣灵而行，我们就可以成功了。
But only walk with Holy Spirit, then you will be successful.
那我在教会里面，在众圣徒里面有很多的服事，也很忙，所以常常在我的书房里面就这边忙。
I often are pretty busy in our ministry, and often I'll be busy in my workroom.
然后有时候呢，那丁敏我的太太，他就来问啊，要不要咖啡啊，要不要茶，都那在我旁边来转啊。
My wife would often come to ask me if you would like to have some tea or a cup of coffee, come and walking around me.
那我过去呢是木头人，我不知道他在要什么，我就说你走开，我太忙。
Before I was ignorant and would ask her to leave me alone.
但是我现在真是愿意顺着圣灵而行。
But now I would like to really walk with this Holy Spirit.
那我就真是圣灵感动我，我晓得显然太太心里面有一些东西她想要，她没有讲出来。
So going with the teaching of the Holy Spirit, I would figure that there be something that she would like to have but did not mention to me.
所以呢，我的眼目就离开那个电脑，就看着的太太。
So I would take my eyes away from the computer and start pay attention to my wife.
我说你是不是想要去爬山走路啊？
I would say, would you really like to go out to climb mountains or hike or walk?
她说是。
She said yes.
那你要知道，一个取舍，那么多的事工讲到的主日学的功课要准备。
You know,
哪里有时间，对不对？闲心去跟太太去走路啊
？So you know, with the busy ministry I have and preaching and all of the job, this giving and take, would I have any time to go hike with my wife?
但是那个时候，顺着圣灵而行，我就马上就把所有东西掉下来，我就说：“太太，我们去走过去。”
So you would follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit, walk with the Spirit. I would put everything down and would go out with her.
因为是顺着圣灵而行，所以我是甘心乐意的。
Because walking with Spirit, so I was wholly committed to do that.
所以我跟她去在爬山的时候，整个脸都是笑。
So when I was hiking with her, I was very happy and smiling on my face.
那我们走路的时候有一个半小时就爬山。
So I hiked for about an hour and a half.
那你要知道，一个半小时真是我们两个人交心的时候。
So for those hour and a half, it was the time that we really did a good exchange among us.
不只是表面上的那个家里的那些柴米油盐的事情，更是非常深的讲到我们每一个人的感情，我们每一个人的一些担忧，每一个人都能够分享。
We did not even talk about the way to run the household on a daily basis, but also talk about the spiritual living and these other things.
然后呢，当我们回来的时候，我就看到太太的脸色就非常的喜乐。
By the time we returned, I would perceive that my wife was very happy.
她就说：“你真是打中我的红心啊。”
She said to me, "You really hit my heart."
这个叫做顺着圣灵而行。
That's an example of walking with Spirit.
我的新人就可以致使这个肉体可以致使不做我所要担心的这些讲道，然后呢，愿意新人就活出来，耶稣基督的生命就能够活出来。
So the body of a flesh would give up the what you should do in this busy world, and yet walk with the Spirit, do what Christ would like you to do.
所以第一点，彰显 荣耀的教会是借着圣灵。
So the first thing to do to glorify church is to reveal and live the through the Holy Spirit.
那除了能够致死我们的肉体，我们还有什么？
Not only we should really treat our own flesh, what else should we do?
就是第二点，就是活出基督的爱。
The second is live up the love of Christ.
然后你就看到第十七节，他说使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Verse 17, Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love.
我们就问基督怎么住在我们的心里啊
？Question we have is how would Christ dwell in our hearts？
就是我们的信。
That is going through our faith。
那个信是信实。
That is a faithfulness。
是有把握的。
And it is committed and has we're confident。
相反呢，是没有是有猜疑的就没有信心了。
On contrary, we'll have no second guess.
有保留的
have some reservation.
或者是信不过的
or a lack of trust.
那个是不信
That would be not trusting or no faith.
信是完完全全把信心放在神的上面
Faith is to you have full belief of God.
你怎么知道一个教会是个信实的教会？
How would you tell that a church is actually a faithful church?
我们就看现象。
So you look at how the church conducts.
我们就看结果。
You look at the consequences.
一个有信实的教会是一个健康的教会。
A faithful church will be a very healthy church.
一个信实的教会是一个兴旺的教会。
A very faithful church, full of faith, that church will be thriving.
我们又问一个问题，我们怎么样子住在耶稣基督的爱里面呢、啊、
So how would we dwell in Christ?
就是遵行神的旨意。
It is to follow God's teaching.
因为约翰福音十五章第九节第十节告诉我们。
In John 15 verses 9 through 10, it taught us.
我爱你们正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
你们若遵守我的诫命，就常在我的爱里。
If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love.
所以遵行神的旨意，就是常在耶稣基督的爱里。
So keep God's command is to have the remaining love from Jesus Christ.
那这几天我跟大家分享我跟中国早上很早的时候是有这个在 Skype 上面有跟他们生命查经的。
I have shared with everyone these days that I have had Bible studies with people in China.
那在加州的话就是跟这里有两个小时的时差，所以在加州我住在圣何西，跟中国现在夏天的话是有十五个小时的时差。
Because I live in California in San Jose, so there will be a 15 hours time difference between California and China.
那中国的晚上是八点半，我们就开始查经。
So about 8:30 night time in China, we start to our Bible study.
那就是我早上的五点半。
So it'll be 5:30 in the morning at my time.
啊，但是要准备五点半早上准时开始查经，我需要一些 lead time， 是不是？
In order to prepare for that Bible study starting at 5:30, I need plenty of time to do preparation, isn't it?
所以我常常是四点钟就起来。
So often I have to get up at 4 a.m.
这个还是夏天咯。
That is the summertime.
那冬天的话，十六个小时时差。
You know, in the wintertime, it will be a 16-hour difference.
那就是说我要早上四点半就开始查经。
So we have to start about 4:30 in the morning.
你可以想象得到啊，冬天那外面那么冷啊。那个棉被那么暖啊，那个闹钟响的时候，你会第一个反应是什么
？So you could imagine that in such a winter time, the weather outside is so cold that your blanket is so cozy, and then when the alarm clock went off, what would be your thinking in your heart?
真是非常的挣扎的。
It would be a struggle.
但是愿意遵行神的旨意。
But yet we should follow God's teaching.
那读完圣经之后是我早上的七点半。
By the time we finish our Bible study, will be 7:30 in the morning.
那我的书房在二楼，然后那个时候就走下楼去。
So I would come out of my office, come downstairs.
每一次我下楼的时候，丁敏就看到我的脸啊，就是完全是被神的爱充满的这面。
Every time I come off that stair, my wife would perceive that I'm full of glorious on my face.
跟我早上起来听到那个闹钟的嘴脸是完全不一样。
So that expression is completely different from that annoying expression when I heard the alarm went off.
这个叫做若遵守我的诫命，就常在我的爱。
That's an example of that if we keep His commands.We will be remain the guide's love.
所以当我们这是愿意来遵守神的诫命，神的爱，基督的爱就在我们的心里面。
So if we keep His command, God's love, Christ's love will be among us.
那有些教会现在是不冷不热。
In some churches, the temperature is lukewarm.
因为神的基督的爱没有运行在这个教会里面。
Because the love of Christ is not dwelling in those churches.
意思就是说，基督的爱就不是这个教会的根基。
And the love of Christ is not a root of these churches.
所以呢，教会就站立不稳。
So those churches will not be really stable.
但是如果有基督的爱成为每一个教会的根基的时候，
If you make the love of Christ as the root and foundation of your church,
我们就能够站立得稳。
You will be standing still.
我们不会摆来摆去。
You will not be shuddering.
但是很多时候我们一不小心，我们就羞愧了神的教会。
But many times, because of carelessness of us, that we often bring shame to the church.
是神要我们做耶稣基督的见证人。
So that's why God wants us to be offering the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以神把我们放在一起，成为荣耀的教会。
That's why God put us together so we become a glorious church.
所以我们做一个基督徒，在人前或者在人后，都要如一的。
So for us as Christians, in before people or among people,We should really be always the same.
因为神看我们是真实的。
Because Lord knows that if we are real or not.
所以我们对神的回应，我们真是要完真的。
So our response to our God is that we should really play the real.
我们要学习在人前学习透明。
We should learn how to be transparent in front of people.
里外如一
，outside inside are the same。
我们要活在神的面前
，we need to live before God。
我们才可以靠着神的爱活在神的面前。
And because relying on His love, that's the only way we can live before God。
从神来的爱来爱周遭的弟兄姐妹。
So pass on that love from God to the other brothers and sisters。
这个叫做肢体是彼此相互的观念。
And that is an example of how limbs of a body can take care of each other.
十八节就讲到能与和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Verse 18 may have power together with all of the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
众圣徒就是教会。
All saints means church.
圣徒就是肢体。
Saints are the limbs.
这就是我们这几天所讲的。
This is the theme that we're talking about these days.
然后他强调就是一同明白。
And here we emphasize that we should have the together.
那一同明白就是我们这几天所讲的。
And that is also what we mentioned in past few days.
然后教会我们有群体的服事的原则就是爱跟合一。
And there is a principle here that in the church operation that is love and service together.
从肢体个人的角度来服侍的原则就是谦虚温柔忍耐爱心互相宽容。
As an individual of the church, your conduct should be patience and tolerance and have love for each other.
还有四个不同的态度。
Four different attitudes.
归属的态度，顺从圣灵的态度，喜乐的态度，还有成功的态度。
Attitude of the obey, attitude of joyfulness, these are all the ones.
如果我们有这个的时候，基督的爱就在整个教会在肢体里面都能够活得出来。
If we have that kind of attitude, then the Christ love will be living among us.
基督的爱在这里形容是何等的广阔高深。
The love of Christ here has been described to be how long, high, deep, and wide.
这个是形容这个爱。比我们人有限的爱不晓得大到无限倍。
This is the infinity of the love comparing with the love we have as human being.
所以第二点的话要彰显荣耀的教会就是要有这个基督的爱。
So the second part, how to glorify church is to have the love of Christ.
因为这个爱的运作是我们整个教会所需要的。
Because that love from Christ is something we really need for all churches.
然后来到第三点呢，就是当教会有点好处的时候，不要夺去，这是神的荣耀。
So the third point we should mention that if the church has some achievement, do not actually take away of the glory of God.
因为一个荣耀的教会，人是做不出来的。
Because a person cannot achieve a glorious church.
一般我们在教会门服事的时候，如果我们真是好好的思想，最后还是希望荣耀自己的。
If you think about it, that if you do a good job to serve the church, you try to actually glorify yourself.
当我们服事的时候，我们多么向往别人对我们的称赞。
So when you're serving a church, you're actually anticipating or eagering.Of the others' praises.
不管我们的服事是领诗、唱诗、烧菜，最后还是希望别人对我们说很好。
Regardless of what kind of service you provide, either to lead the hymn sing or cooking for the church, you ultimately would hope that somebody else will say something nice about you.
这个跟社会的组织是没有两样的。
And that is different in terms of how to organize it.
怪不得荣耀的教会在如果在这种光景为了自己的荣耀这个荣耀的教会是发不出光芒来的。
So if your purpose of serving the church is not to glorify church rather than yourself, then that church will have no light shining upon.
那我们就看第十九节他说并知道这爱是过于人所测度的叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
If you read verse 19, it says, To know this love that surpasses knowledge that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
过于人所能测度的啊。
Surpassing the knowledge or the measure of the person.
我自己有一点点的体会啊。
This is how I would explain it.
有时候我们去参加门徒培训。有很多弟兄姐妹都不认识我这是第一次见面。
Sometimes we go to do disciple training, many times those brothers and sisters, I do not know them.
但是呢这个人他一辈子的隐私在第一次见面的时候就能够跟我分享。
But somehow the darkest secret of that person of his whole life, he would share with me.
这个完全是神的感动。神的爱感动他是催逼他这样做。
And that is an example of how God does his work and touched upon that person.
那神的爱也感动了我。
And obviously the love of God also touched me.
好叫他能够信得过我的意思。
So that person would trust me.
那你如果从人的角度有什么样子有可能第一次一生人没有跟别人讲过的隐私可以跟你讲。
So from a human being point of view, you cannot imagine that the first time you meet, that person will share the darkest secret with you the first time.
This is
测度的。
So that's the example of why that God's love surpasses all the measures of people.
神叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
So this is where that how the God's knowledge and love filled us.
这个是讲到神的爱。
This talks about the love of God again.
神是不是 无处不在？
God is existing everywhere, isn't it?
神充满了整个宇宙。
So God filled the entire universe.
所以神的爱是充满了宇宙。
So His love would fill the entire universe too.
然后充满了你我。
So filled all of us.
你想想看，如果用神的爱是用不完的能源，使我们来服侍彼此。
So you think about that, if you use God's love as a non-exhaustible resource or power source.
你想想看，这个教会是不是一个荣耀的教会？
So you would think that why not this church is not a glorious church?
第二十节，神照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Verse 20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
心里的大力就是圣灵。
And that power is actually Holy Spirit.
那圣灵就感动我们这个新人。
So the Holy Spirit will touch upon our new person.
所以我们的心里的力量就刚强起来。
And so that's why we can be strengthened our inner being.
那昨天晚上我们讲到我们肉体是很软弱的。
Last night we talked about that our flesh is very weak.
比如说我昨天跟大家分享，我的感性是很少，现在慢慢感性多一点点。
As I give you an example that I don't have a sensible part of me, but now I'm become more sensitive.
我过去是血气是多一点，现在血气是少一点。
Before I was a little more arrogant, now I'm less arrogant.
我过去是很多东西我都怕，现在就比较有些东西比较不怕。
And before I had more fearfulness, but nowadays have less fearfulness.
我过去有很多的不安全感，现在就少一点，没有安全感。
Before I felt often insecure, but now I feel more secure.
意思说我的肉体的软弱就慢慢的从我的软弱里面变成刚强。
So that's why the weakness among me or within me becomes strengthened.
我就能够活出新人的行为。
So I can live out this new image of a new person.
就是耶稣基督的行为。
That is the behavior of Jesus Christ.
因为在神的里面，我是在基督里面的。
Because within God, we were within Jesus Christ.
因为我是新造的人。
Because I'm a person newly created.
这里第二十一节说，但愿在他的教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
Verse 21, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
你就看到荣耀的教会，他就能够把全部的荣耀就是归给神。这个教会一群人就是一个荣耀的教会。
Here a glorious church will give all the glory to him.
那荣耀的教会有些什么现象？
So what are the phenomena of a glorious church?
第一，每一个人来到教会里面的需要得到满足。
First, everybody, whoever has a need will be met in that church.
每一个人来到教会，他的生命得到改变。
Every person who comes to this church, and then his or her life will be changed.
每一个人都晓得神在他生命中的意义是什么。
Every person will start to learn what God's meaning is to him or her.
每一个人都甘心乐意地奉献自己的时间、金钱、恩赐，所有的资源在教会里面都有供应。
And everyone will be so selfishly willingly to serve God and serve the church.
那你说这样子有什么好处啊？
Then you would say that what would be the benefit to me if I do that?
这样子的话，荣耀的教会就可以传福音给贫穷的人。
That a glorious church will spread gospel to other people.
被掳的人得到释放。
So those captured people will be relieved.
瞎眼的能够得到看见。
People who are blind can see.
受压制的得到自由。
People who are suppressed can be liberated.
这个就是神 托付在地上所有属神的人都是一个荣耀的教会。
And that is what God wants and represents on this earth. It is to go through that glorious church.
这个就是荣耀的教会。
That is example of glorious church.
这就是神在你我心中的心意。
And that is what God would like to put in our hearts.
所以我们要问我们自己，我们想不向往神给我们这个意象？
So we should ask ourselves, do we really want to have this job that God has given to us?
荣耀的教会。
To have a glorious church.
所以如果我们向往的话，
if we do,
来彰显神荣耀的教会，就是要第一借着圣灵。
If we do, the first thing to do is to go through the Holy Spirit.
要活出基督的爱。
And live up the love of Jesus Christ.
让神得到荣耀。
And give God the glory.
我们基督祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray together.
天父，我们这是借着你的话语，我们晓得你的心意。
Dear Heavenly Father, with your words, we start to understand what you want us to do.
但是我们常常亏欠了你的荣耀。
But we often do not perform to the degree we should.
其实你早就知道。
We do know that you know that all.
你才差遣你的儿子给了我们。
You have sent your son to us.
因为我们确实是活在恩典之下。
Because we do live under your grace.
不是活在律法之下。
It's not under living in the rules.
你永远都给我们第二次的机会。
You always give us a second chance.
好叫我们能够再一次把我们的从我们心里的力量刚强起来。
So how we can strengthen ourselves from our inner being.
这是求主你帮助我们。
God, please help us.
因为我们向往这个荣耀的教会。
Because we're really eager and hope that we have such a church.
因为这是你给我们的意向。
Because that's the ideal situation you give to us.
因为你先爱了我们。
Because you lightly love us.
所以我们愿意来爱你。
So we would like to in turn love you.
我们愿意来遵行你的旨意。
We would like to be your children.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.